Welcome to Caroline and Rashi. I am so excited for this positive episode today. She is always known for being extremely positive. Sometimes I've heard even too positive.
Definitely.
How is that possible? We have Positive Phrases founder Johanna Laurent. You were just yearning to create positivity in your life and make a bigger impact. And now you're here and you're doing just that with Positive Phrases and this book right here. It's called Everything is Perfect. This is a pocket-sized book that is just filled with positive phrases. And
yes,
it is so amazing. Gratitude is a healer. And this book is filled with, you just flip through, keep moving forward. All these positive phrases. We talk a lot about positivity here.
Yes.
On Caroline and Rashi.
That's awesome.
And so this fits with our show so well.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, you gotta explain, what is Positive Phrases and what is Everything is Perfect?
You know, Positive Phrases is words that heal you. You know, people don't realize the impact that words have on you. Look, it's so simple. I love you. How impactful. You just got engaged.
Yes.
The first time you heard I love you, how did that make you feel inside?
I mean, I know exactly where I was. It was unbelievable, actually.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, wow, but it makes you feel good.
Three simple words.
I love you.
Three simple words. So I think sometimes we seek for this big thing to happen for us to feel okay. And it doesn't have to be that way. So I always knew words make a difference. And I said, you know what? I don't know, Caroline. It's just everything's perfect, created itself.
Yeah.
It's like I kept walking through life and I would see a phrase and it would help me. I would write it down. I would read a book. I would get 3 or 2 words out of the book. I would write it down. And before you know it, I had a book. But I didn't have a title, which is kind of funny.
That's crazy. The title,
I didn't know how to create it. I said, okay, I'm gonna create this little book, right?
Yes.
And I'm gonna make it small because I want everybody to carry it everywhere. This is perfect in your car, because
yes,
you know everyone has breakdown in the car.
Yes.
Cars are like therapy.
It is, or even like at my desk. This is perfect for my desk, right?
I'm
gonna move your mic real quick,
because
I wanna make sure that we get clear audio and it's kind of rubbing on your hair. Okay, I think, Bill, should that help? I think that'll help a little. Okay, keep going, because everything is perfect. No pun intended. Everything is perfect. So you can put it in your car. You can put it in a desk drawer, and it's meant to kind of just be your daily uplifter.
It's like your little book that keeps you going
and
keeps your positive light lit, because, Caroline, life never stops. It never stops.
No, it doesn't.
But sometimes we stop. So how do we get? How do we not miss out on the beauty of the day? Because every day is a gift. So I didn't have the title, but you want to know something funny? The way I created the book in the beginning, I tested it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I would put one phrase on one side and one on the other.
Okay.
And then I would say, okay, choose left or right. And then I knew that wasn't it, because I didn't want people, when they get the left side phrase, say to themselves, oh, wait a minute, I should have chosen the right side.
Uh-huh.
So I said, okay, I'm only going to put one phrase. One simple phrase. And then the book, Everything's Perfect, it was my mantra, like raising my family. It was so funny. I would just walk around the house like, everything's perfect, no matter what chaos is happening. Everything is perfect, because I knew that if I stayed in that mantra, I would find a way to keep going.
Oh my gosh.
And it would be my family.
And it would work.
It would work. So when I needed a title, so a friend of mine gave me like a, you know, one of those things to remember books.
Yeah.
And she gave me a journal and she wrote Everything is Perfect. And I said, oh my God, the title is Everything is Perfect.
Yes, that's so awesome. I mean, own your greatness. Remember, you are a miracle. You are loved. It's so simple, but it doesn't even matter. You don't have to be having a tough day to open this book up and just remind yourself that you are loved, or that gratitude is a healer, or God loves you.
Yes.
This could be, I mean, today, you know, especially in this season of my life, I'm planning a wedding and that can get, I used to think that women were absolutely nuts for being like, wedding planning is so stressful. I get it now. It can be overwhelming and you kind of start to spiral. Like, well, what am I supposed to do about the guest list? And if I just had a bigger budget for this or that, and it's just, no, stop
and
it.
And
thank God for waking up. That's what I need to say to myself today.
And Caroline, what's most important, you're about to experience a very special moment, and you don't want to miss the beautiful moments along the way. So you don't want to spiral. Yeah. You want to be present, Caroline.
Right.
You want to be present when you're having breakfast with mom, discussing the list. You want to be present when you're talking to your potential bridesmaids. You want to be present when you're just, you want to be present,
yes,
so that you experience the moment. I don't, you know what I mean, Caroline?
Yes, no, I love that. And over 12,000 people, they have this book, and they're trying to be present, and they're trying to improve their mindsets. And it comes in this cute little packaging, and it's all wrapped up nice, and even when you get it in the mail, it's like everything is perfect, everything's good. It's like that little sigh of relief, right?
Mm-hmm. And the way it works, Caroline,
yeah,
right?
Tell me.
Because we're energy, you just open it to any page, and it'll always be the perfect message. It's kind of like a little frightening. It's like, ooh, it's almost like, wow, but it'll always be. Look, you use it to get through moments. You use it when you're positive. Why not continue growing your positivity? Mm-hmm. You know, why not keep expanding your love, keep expanding life? So you just, you know, you open up in the morning, you go, let go, let God, which is perfect for me. Like, let go, let God, and, you know, just like, oh, what a relief. It takes a burden off of me,
mm-hmm,
you know? So whatever the message is, it'll always be the perfect message.
So what came first? Was it Everything is Perfect book, or was it the Positive Phrases website and community that you've built?
When I created the book and I sent it out to publisher, they were like, this, they didn't get it. Because when you look at it, it's like, what is this? What is this? But I said, okay, what am I going to do? How am I going to let people know that this, that they can get this? So I looked, and Positive Phrases was available for the website. I go, this is perfect.
Yeah.
And I created it, and I get such beautiful letters, emails, mm-hmm, people telling me, like, you know, just thank you. I got some really deep letters too, you know, and it's just such a, it's beautiful to know that I'm making a difference.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, you even have merch on your website, mm-hmm, that have Positive Phrases on it. Mm-hmm. Is your whole house just filled with positive mantras all over the place?
Yes, you want to laugh? So before, like, I remember my girls, like, I remember one of my daughters got in trouble, and I said, you know what? I want you to go to the wall. I want you to go on your wall, and I want you to take a marker, and I want you to write how great you are.
No way.
I want you to write all the things you want to accomplish. And you know what? She did it. And one of the things was to get a national TV commercial, and she got it.
Stop it.
I'm telling
Stop.
You. And I knew the power of words. So I was like, you know what? Imagine, your subconscious is always active, right?
Yes.
So let's say you have a mug, right? It says you got this, right? Mm-hmm. It might not mean anything every day, but one day when you're up against it and you look at your mug and you're like, hey, wait, I do got this.
Yeah.
It's like a reminder. Put it around your house, a reminder of how special you are, how beautiful life is. Choose, yeah, I have
that.
It on mugs. I have it on cameras. I have it everywhere, because I've had times where I'll see something and it will shift me.
Yeah.
And I realized how important, if it shift me, it'll shift everyone.
Yeah, yeah. I love that. I have one friend in particular, and mm-hmm, she gets the best little gifts, and they always have a positive mantra on it, or they always mean something. So she'll frame a picture of me and my fiance on a trip and put the name of where we were, or she'll put a picture frame of all of us, friendship is love or whatever. And mm-hmm, it's like, that's so special. And every time I look at these gifts that she's like given us, just these little things, it makes me smile. It kind of just brings me peace. And they're in my house or they're at my desk, and it's like, so nice to be able to look at these positive words, which is why it's nice to be able to flip to. I mean, you can make this part of your morning routine. You could open your eyes. Oh, instead of reaching for your phone, you can just grab this and open up to any page and read something. Like, enjoy your day. Like, start that off as you open your eyes. This is a great start to your day, even if you just use it for that.
That's how I do it.
Yeah.
Every morning I wake up and I go, what's my message today? Love is a powerful healer. This is very true.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
And I just, and then I go about my day with some kind of excitement.
Mm-hmm.
Like, today's a great day. I don't just go about my day like on automatic.
Yeah, and so many people do.
We do, and then we wonder why we're frustrated, why we're stressful, why we're lonely.
Yeah.
And then we blame the world, and we're like, wait a minute, like, mm-mm, stop,
no, I know.
Pause.
And is this what you mean by this stuff isn't just fluff, it's fuel? I've heard you mention that, because this is fuel. This should be like drinking your morning coffee. Mm-hmm. Like, it's getting you prepared for the day.
Yeah, it's a hug for your soul.
Yeah.
It's a hug for your soul. It's the same way you have coffee. You should be responsible for what you're feeding your mind.
I agree. I totally agree. But we're sitting here, we're at Fox 26 News mm-hmm. in Houston, okay? Mm-hmm. We've been covering some really dark stuff that's been going on, specifically in Los Angeles, but all over the country. We cover violence here in Houston. Mm-hmm. I think some people, what Rashi and I try to do on the show, you're in for Rashi today. You're the filling co-host, if you didn't know that. What Rashi and I try to do is provide a break in our coverage and provide a light for people who are watching us live every day. We want to be that just escape. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that can be kind of like a hard concept for people to grasp when there's a lot of negativity and stress going around in the world. Do you ever meet people that are like, how am I supposed to be positive when all this bad stuff is happening?
You know how you become positive? If your life is awesome, then be that energy and that healing for the world. If your life at a particular moment and you're happy, spread that happiness, because we're energy, so that when you're going up against it, that happiness comes back. We're all living different moments in time. Sometimes I've had a hard moment in my life, so how do I deal with it? It was someone that reached out and gave me their happiness. Mm-hmm. So don't just sit there and go, oh, the world is so negative. Everyone is, you know, like dark and, yeah. and sad. No, wait a minute. How can I make a difference? My life is going great. So why don't I spread this love and mm-hmm. this energy to the world? So yeah.
Yeah, just find the light.
You find the light and give the light, so the light returns.
Yeah, and what happens though if you're met with people who try to dim your light?
Okay.
I feel like I'm a light, and I feel like I've multiple times have encountered people who are trying to dim me.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, when you're given the gift, you have a very special energy, Carolyn.
Oh, so do you.
Okay,
so do
wait,
you.
I want you to be with this moment. And because you have that energy, it's a price you pay. You pay for it. And it's your gift. And there are people that, you know, I did a video. I can do it. I can do it. It's one of my TikTok videos. I can do it. I can do it. And I said to myself, you know, this is for people who never heard those words that they can do it. You've heard those words. You have a great mom. You know, I got it, right? So you've heard that. And this has manifested,
yeah.
right? Some people haven't heard that, Caroline.
Oh, that's sad.
So when you see that their light's not dim, just breathe and be and say to God, how can I give them and share my light?
I love that. I feel so calm just listening to you even say that. I'm like, wow, that's so great. What a great piece of advice there.
Yes,
I love that.
Yes. No one can dim your light, Caroline.
Aww.
But you can shine it on everyone.
Oh, goosebumps. That's amazing. That's a really good piece of advice. I'm going to let this simmer, let this marinate for a minute, and we will be right back with more from Joanna as she shares her positivity and more about her book, Everything is Perfect. We are back with the author of Everything is Perfect, Joanna Laurent. You also have a website called
PositivePhrases.com.
And it is so cool on that website. It's a whole community. You can just read positivity. You can get positive sayings on different mm-hmm, things. You mm-hmm. can, is that where you order the book too?
Yes, you can order the book there. You can order it on TikTok Shop. You can order it on Amazon. You know, I was thinking, there's one, you know the phrase one day at a time, right? One day at a time, you've heard that. And I think that's really important. And I think if anybody's dealing with any healing issue, you know, for healing,
yeah.
or I think that it's so important to, as you go into your healing journey, to really get that one day at a time. Because when you live like that, you get to the end, you get to that yeah. finished goal. I don't know, there's just so many things you can get there.
I love
so
it.
So to find the phrase that calls you, okay. and then get it on a mug, get it on a canvas, and definitely get your book.
Yeah.
Because
victory begins in your mind.
Yeah,
that's
isn't that awesome?
Saying, I love this because that's true, whether you're a professional athlete or whether you're a teacher in a classroom or just a mom taking care of her kids, mm-hmm. you know, you just gotta stay in that mindset mm-hmm. And not fall to all the negativity that can be in the world sometimes. And it can be challenging, but when you have little reminders like this, it just helps so much.
Exactly, exactly.
It so really does.
When you get triggered, what do I do when I get triggered? Wait. I don't want to waste my day and go down that
yeah.
staircase. I want to choose to lift yourself up. Design your life to do that. Be responsible and accountable.
Did you have something, an accident that happened to yes. you when you were younger?
Yes, when I was younger, I had a horrible accident. I lost 4 permanent teeth. Yeah, and that's big. I wore denture when I was a kid.
Oh my gosh.
Can imagine. Thank God there was no social media there, right?
Oh my goodness, holy, yeah, that's crazy.
You know what though? God makes no mistakes. See, we have a journey. We have a purpose. And sometimes the trauma and getting through the trauma is our purpose.
Wow.
You know? So I read a book, The Elephant Man. Ooh. Have you ever read that?
No, I have not.
Okay. And that book, he was a great man. He was very deformed, but he was a great man. I always knew that it was the inner. Joanna, focus on the inner. Mm-hmm. And I just focus on the inner and about being of service. And I have great parents. And that helped. And I just kept, you know, being and searching within. How do I be in communion with God and be what I'm meant to be in this world? Mm-hmm. And I was like, wait, my positivity is my gift.
Yeah.
And I'm 60. And I want to make sure that I don't take it back with me. I want to make sure that I leave my gift here.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking of it as a gift that you're leaving mm-hmm. for someone. Because, okay, sometimes whenever you are the positive person, which you are, do people ever act like they're getting annoyed with you? Or mm-hmm. have you ever gotten comments that are like, how are you so positive? Mm-hmm. Or met with any negativity like that? And how do you handle that?
You want to laugh?
Yes.
My oldest daughter, she was having, you know, a breakdown. And I said to her, open the book. She goes, Mom, everything is positive in there. I was like, that's the point.
That's the point.
I was like, that's the point. You know, before I would get like, okay, maybe I shouldn't say anything. But you know what? I'd rather make a difference than have them get mad at me. So what?
Yeah,
so
exactly. What? At least, I mean, I don't think it would help very much if you as a mom would just sink right down and wallow in that negativity with your kid. What good is that going to do?
Oh, with anyone, like even anyone, any human being, why would I want to do that? Why would I want to not give them a chance to shift?
Yeah.
If I can make a difference in someone shifting, go for it.
Yeah. I love this. I literally had topics planned for us to talk about. Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't know how this conversation is going to go. And this is just, this is amazing. I really hope that whoever is watching you taking what Joanna's saying and bringing it with you into your life, because I'm feeling inspired. And mm-hmm. I wish we had an hour. I really do. But we will be right back with a little bit more before we have to end the show, which is so, this has gone so fast.
Oh, wow.
You know? We'll be right back. We are back with Joanna, the author of Everything is Perfect, a little pocket-sized book just filled with beautiful sayings. So, Joanna, when we were on the break, she mentioned that I should just randomly open the book up and read a message for the entire city of Houston.
Awesome.
So this is what everybody in Houston needs to hear right now. You are going to have a good day.
That's great. I love that.
That's so good. That fits everybody in the whole city, okay?
Yes. You know what's so funny? One of the hotel I'm staying, a young lady working there, I said, open the book. And she got, something good is going to happen to
her. No way. I am not kidding.
I hope she's watching. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So everyone's going to have a good day. And look at just the excitement of that and the energy. Tonight, yes. Houston's lit.
I love it. Houston's always lit, but man, it's going to be something. Just you know, for the person that has maybe never kind of put much thought into being positive, because it might come naturally to some people, but some people might be a little negative. What I have found is that whenever you're tuned into positivity, you just like notice more positive stuff. So this stuff might already be in your life, but now you're noticing it.
What you focus on grows.
Okay, see, I knew I was onto something.
Yes, focus on the good and the good will grow. Find the good in everything. Be grateful, find that one thing that, and be grateful for it that keeps you going. But never give up, ever.
You heard it here from, from Joanna. The author of Everything is Perfect.
Look how cute it comes in a little pouch.
Yeah, comes in a little pouch. You can go to her website and you can order this book. You can. It's called positivephrases.com, right?
Yes.
And you can order it there, on Amazon. And it's just your daily reminder that everything is perfect and you are going to have a good day.
Exactly. Right? And you matter.
And you matter. Yes, and we
love
you. And thank you so much for watching this episode of Carolyn and Rashi. And thank you for coming on the show. This was so much fun. Like I said, I didn't know how this was going to go. I had backup stories and content to fill in case our conversation was not going as planned. But you are a pro. This was so easy. I'm feeling inspired and uplifted. So thank you so much for coming on
the
show.
Thank you for this beautiful, beautiful moment.
We truly appreciate it.
And you're going to have an amazing wedding.
Yes!
And you're going to live every moment.
Okay, yes, I'm going to be present. I was off camera. I was like, I need to not stress and be present. And that's
be present. Don't miss a moment.
Don't miss a moment. All right, friends. Thank you so much for watching this episode. Bye.
Bye.
That was awesome. Good. Oh, my gosh.